Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. We are reacting to a video which His Eminence Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei delivered a speech on December 11th, 2024. In order to react to some of these videos, we have invited Sheikh Ali Qummi. Sheikh Ali, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So, Jazakallah, thank you for coming, taking time out of your busy schedule. Of course, we have some videos from this speech that Imam Khamenei delivered on December 11th, 2024. It was a very important speech. It was very profound. It had so many different beautiful points, you know, and it was all around the recent developments in Syria. Even though we haven't started the video, but I think one of the very beautiful things about Imam Khamenei, he is one of those leaders who, you know, exactly when the Ummah needs it, when the people need it, and there's, for example, confusion or there's fitna, he comes out very clearly, very vocally, you know, and he brings the situation under control, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think is something very beautiful about him, especially in the Islamic world. He is, in my humble opinion, he's the only leader who does this on this level. But anyways, I'll let you add a point before we go ahead and go into the video. I can't say so much and then not let you say anything.
Yeah, there's a lot to say. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's a lot to say about Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
Yeah.
You know, and this is how the divine leaders are.
MashaAllah.
When you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's taqwa that you're observing and when you have hikmat and wisdom that has been granted to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of your taqwa and your effort, you know, it's all too like it needs explanation, I know,
but it's very
beautiful. You know, this is where you end up, right? A leader that considers himself to be part of the ummah, part of the Muslim ummah, and he is even within the scope of the Islamic Republic of Iran, he's part of that social fabric. You know, he's not somebody who's disconnected from his own society or the Muslim Ummah at large. You know, this is what you get. May Allah prolong his life. And just like I said, a lot more to say.
Yeah.
Inshallah, some other time if we have the tawfiq and opportunity.
Yeah, sounds good. Inshallah, we'll do a talk show on it.
Inshallah.
So I want to go ahead and go to this video clip. It's relatively short, but the beautiful thing about it is quite profound. And so, well, I guess if you allow, we'll go ahead and go to the
Bismillah.
Video clip.
Okay.
حالا اول بگم مقاومت اصلا یعنی چه؟ مقاومت به معنای ایستادگی در مقابل سلطه آمریکا و هر سلطه‌گر دیگری است. این معنای مقاومت. مقاومت به معنای مبارزه با وابستگی به این قدرت هاست. مقاومت یعنی ملت ها نوکر قدرت برتری مثل آمریکا و امثال اینها نشد. این معنای مقاومت. مقاومت به این معنا در باور ملت های منطقه ریشه داره. به دولت ها کار ندارم. در ملت ها برای مقاومت اهمیت قائلن. ریشه مقاومت در ایمان ملت ها و باور اونها است.
Okay, so Jazakallah, Sheikh Ali, here we saw in this relatively short clip, but pretty much we see that Imam Khamenei, he explains what resistance means and what the resistance is, you know. The first thing that he brought up, of course, was the idea that resistance is the opposition or the fight or the struggle against America as a dominating system or as a dominating power, or another way that is called is arrogant power. And any other dominating or arrogant power that wants to dominate, right? Mm-hmm. The second thing that was His Eminence talked about was how this resistance is against becoming the servant or the slave or the sellout employee of these dominating powers. And well, I'll just start the discussion from there, you know, that being so interesting that this very beautiful, clear-cut definition of resistance in the present day. Yeah.
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think, like we said before, that resistance itself is an Islamic concept. So we have to remember, right? Because the secular world have their own understanding of what resistance means.
Yeah, even and, the communists. You know, and the,
right. I mean, the term gets used across the board, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But when we're talking about Muqawama and when Imam Khamenei, in this video or otherwise, he's talking about Muqawama, it is that Islamic concept, that resistance in its very purest form, in its very divine form.
Yes.
The resistance that you can trace back to the resistance of the prophets of Allah,
right?
All the messengers of Allah. Yeah. The resistance that you can trace back to the infallible imams, the immaculate imams, right? So this is the resistance we're referring to, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first point, you know, when you look through the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, fastaqim kama umirt. Right?
Yeah, remain steadfast or be in this state of resistance.
Resist as you have been commanded. You know, is a very simple translation and beautiful translation. Yeah. Resist as you have been commanded, right? Those who are with the Prophet and so on and so forth. Now, this resistance in all times, it has existed, right? Sometimes it was manifested more than some other times, right? And like we said before, it's not just the armed resistance, not just the resistance with sword. It's resistance of your stances, resistance of how you look at the situation, and you oppose the arrogant powers. And I'm coming closer to what Imam Khamenei said. And this is one of the very essential thing that I would urge everyone to understand.
Sure.
That in any point in time, what the misdaq of resistance would
be.
The instance of resistance would be. It has to be defined by the wali of that time. Let it be the Prophet of Allah. Let it be the immaculate and infallible Imam. Or in his occultation, it has to be his deputy. He has to define the misdaq of resistance.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that Quranic resistance, Ilahi resistance.
Yeah, somebody would ask, for example, why? For example, you know what I mean? And so why do we need to, and I'll even include the Prophet and the Imams, why do we need to refer to them to give us an instance or a misdaq, right? As we said, of the direction to go into.
Well,
in any manner, whether it's resistance or it's jihad or it's mubarazah, jihad at-tabi'in, in all of these aspects.
Well, this is the very purpose of the system of wilayah, right? This is what wilayah is for. The wali is supposed to give direction to the entire ummah.
Yeah.
Let it be the Prophet or Imam or the deputy of the Imam in his ghaibah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They are supposed to give that direction to the Ummah. If they do not give direction, you should be asking, why are you not giving the direction? Right? Because it's their job. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them and destined for them and has made them do, right? So in the time of the Prophet of Allah, yes, he would consult with different people.
Sure.
He would look at the situation around him. The Quran says, you know, do the consultation with your companions and ask for their input. But at the end of the day, the Prophet of Allah
is the
was
one.
The one to decide what we're going to do in any instance. Like
in
you
any
said,
instance,
you open it up, you know,
more than.
So this is important for us to understand. This way we can converge the energies.
Yeah.
You know, the practical advantage of it, another practical advantage, is we can converge the energies on that particular topic or against that particular enemy. Right? So in this case, Imam Khamenei says that today,
when it comes to resistance,
resistance means challenging the hegemony of the United States of America and its cohorts.
And this any other dominating power. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you have to understand the system of Taghut, right? And the divine system of Wilayah, right? These two are opposite to each other, right? Now, the system of Taghut is like a pyramid too, right? At top of it is the United States of America, right? And then, you know, it trickles down to other hegemonic powers, right? Who plunder the resources of nations, you know, they kill, they not only deceive, but they also twist the arm of the nations to do things that are against their own advantage and benefit, right? So on and so forth, you know, there's so many traits of Taghut, according to Quran, you know, that come to my mind. But for brevity, we'll say that the pyramid of the Taghut, of the arrogant powers, in today's time, it is led by the United States of America. Similarly, today you look at the camp of Haq and the camp of truth. You know, it is led by the system of wilaya or the wali al-faqih, the deputy of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. In reality, he is representing Imam Zaman alayhi salam because Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi, is very much present.
You know,
yes, we cannot access him, you know, as per our wishes at any given point in time, but he is very much present and he is managing the affairs of the Muslim Ummah. Right? Through his deputy.
Exactly.
Now,
go ahead. All right.
Okay. Now, this resistance, you know, this resistance against these arrogant powers is what needs to be understood, right? We cannot just say, oh, we're just resisting our own whims and wishes, which is very important. Islam has said that, you know,
well,
as
I mean,
an individual.
In the video, you know, we don't find that Imam Khamenei said that, you know, the first meaning of resistance is your whims and your selfish desires. He's specifically talking about America.
In this context,
so it is, I would be surprised if somebody would take that kind of understanding. It's unfortunate. You know, another one of the things, though, that Agha Imam Khamenei, he talks about in here, which is something that's very important, is this idea that this resistance is this belief and ideology, right, that is within the people. It is within the masses.
Nations.
It is within the nations. It is this grassroots feeling and movement, and it, you know, it is a part of their heart and their mind and their soul, you know. What's interesting, it says, I have nothing to do with the government, so I'm not talking about them.
Right.
Of course, because we know what the governments are like, especially in the West Asian region.
Right. I think it's important for us to understand that injustice, enough in itself, is a trait that every human being dislikes.
Yeah.
They are averse to injustice. Even if they themselves end up committing an act of injustice, they feel bad about it, right? This is a God-given ability that human beings have. So when you talk about the arrogant powers like the United States of America, which is in fact, you know, oppressing the masses and the nations across the board, right? Regardless of the religion and creed and their racism.
And for hundreds of years.
People naturally are opposed to their injustices that they're doing.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, if you ask the Native Americans, you ask the African Americans,
I was
going to
say,
even within the United States of America.
Even within
the
United States of America.
Look at the amount of homelessness that you have right now, drug abuse, divorce, physical and domestic violence.
Right.
This is all stuff that's going on over there, let alone what they're doing in Palestine and Lebanon and Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan.
The corruption that they are spreading, the cultural decadence that they are pushing for through their media outlets and so on and so forth, so naturally the nations are going to be against these powers, right? So you look at any dictatorship in the entire West Asian region that is supported by the United States of America, right? And then they turn around, and in this case of Syria, they say, oh, Bashar al-Assad was a dictator. Baba, what about Ali Saud? Ali Khalifa? What about, you know, the
Saddam,
Egyptian guy, you know? What about the Jordan guy, right?
Yeah.
They don't look at them as dictators. Oh, they're dictators to our benefit. This is how America looks
exactly.
at it.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? But because Syria was part of the axis of resistance before it fell down, right? They're like, you know, no, we're going to go against Syria.
Yeah.
Right? The United States of America and Israel, according to Rahbar, the same speech he has mentioned, and their reports, confirmed reports, over 300 bombing incidents have been reported at the hands of the Israelis on Syria.
Yeah. Well, they practically
destroyed... And I think 150 was mentioned, or 200 was by the United States of America.
Yeah, they practically destroyed any military capabilities that this... you know, that Syria would ever have.
Right, the infrastructure,
and to me,
right?
What's really, you know, insane is that this guy, you know, Mr. Jolani, he hasn't said anything serious.
Of course.
If he said anything at all. Matter of fact, he says, we want to end these wars.
Right.
Whilst the Zionist regime is totally destroying, you know, all of your military infrastructure, you won't be able to go to war with anybody.
Right,
know,
of course. You know, he's been brought to that area and nurtured and made stronger for this very day and this very period.
Yeah.
That when they took the beating at the hands of Hezbollah and at the hands of the resistance in Palestine, when Israelis, they were forced into a ceasefire.
Yeah, and they went hands up.
They distracted the nations of the world by opening up a new chapter in Syria, right? This Jolani guy, right, he was former Daesh, former Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, former Al-Nusra.
And former Al-Nusra front, right?
It's like you couldn't
have a worse. The entire world knows who created all of these, you know,
terrorist organizations.
Yeah,
that's
and
what
these,
they are,
These criminals, right?
Yeah. I mean,
who funded them, who created them,
Donald
who provided
Trump
them?
Very famously and very confidently, he said that it was Barack Obama who founded ISIS, even though at that time he was just attacking Obama, but in reality it's the United States government that has created and funded. And Hillary Clinton had gone to some congressional hearing where she testified that we were the ones who funded these Mujahideen and gave them weapons against Russia. And we were the ones who, you know, pretty much brought Al-Qaeda into the forefront. So yes, you know, these guys
Taliban, Al-Qaeda, all of these different names, right? Even the domestic ones in places like Pakistan, you know, we all know who they are funded by, who they are created by, who they are sponsored by and sustained by. It is the great state in America through its proxies and through its countries that support them. They've been doing, they've been creating this mess, right?
For years,
so the nations, of course,
you know,
back to what Imam
this.
Khamenei is saying, it is in the very roots of these nations because nobody likes to be insulted.
Or bullied or taken advantage of or oppressed, right?
Which nation is going to say that, yes, I am ready to be bullied by, you know, the so-called superpowers, right? So yes, they have this hatred towards the United States of America's government and their entire establishement.
Yeah, because of what they did is what we're
of course,
trying to say.
Of course, right? So, especially in this region, even beyond this region, you
I
know,
mean,
if you go out of West Asia.
In the whole world, to be
It's across the board, right? So this is what Imam Khamenei is talking about when he talks about the resistance of the nations. And, you know, I love the part how he said, I can care less for the government to this effect.
Yeah, and that's
very important thing to understand. And this is the last point before, you know, look, the governments of these places in these dictator regimes, you know, and these nations who are ruled by the dictators, the nation is on one side, the dictator is on the other side. Now, whose side is the dictator on? Subservience of America. Right? The nation is not ready to be subservient to America. It's very simple.
I mean, the case in point, you have Jordan, for example, the Jordanian people out on the streets protesting for Palestine and protesting against the relations that the Jordanian government and the Jordanian king has with Israel, and they're protesting, you know, while what? The Jordanian king here is supporting Israel.
Exactly.
He's
Egyptians.
Preventing Iranian missiles from reaching Israel and a stooge of America.
Same thing with Egyptians, same thing with people in Turkey, right? They're looking at what Turkish government is doing in this whole and what role they are playing in this entire fiasco that took place in Syria, and they're against it. And there are very strict laws. If you oppose the Turkish government, you know, you'd see like how
they come
actually
down really hard.
Yeah, exactly. They actually punish you for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the nations are
on one side.
They're
on the side of Palestine,
of
and
course.
This is what you were saying, that the governments are on the side
of
stooges. They're not even on the side.
Exactly.
Right? They're like these stooges puppets of these countries
right
there.
Right.
Jazakallah so much. Thank you, Sheikh Ali, for joining us on Reaction Time.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much to your viewers for joining us on the show. This was Reaction Time.